University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Back with you at the half at Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Mike Keller. A scoreboard update. The scoreboard update presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Iowa is your Big Ten West champion. The 16th-ranked Hawkeyes outlasted Illinois. They scored late and won it 15-13. Again, the game plays on the underline. That's all they do. 15-13, Iowa. They're now 6-2 in the Big Ten. They will represent the West in Indianapolis against the winner of Michigan and Ohio State. Michigan survived today at Maryland. Ohio State businesslike in dismantling Minnesota at the Horseshoe. So next Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Time kick at the Big House in Ann Arbor. Michigan and Ohio State. The winner goes to the Big Ten Championship and likely to the college football playoff. The loser, neither. Hard to believe that that is the likely scenario that will play itself out elsewhere in the Big Ten today. How about Northwestern and the Big Ten Coach of the Year, David Braun? They win 23-15 over Purdue. That's a prediction on Big Ten Coach of the Year. Ought to be. 23-15, they beat Purdue and improved to 4-4 in the Big Ten. Michigan State won at Indiana, and Penn State beat Rutgers 27-6. Top 25 action going on. There have been no upsets so far on the day. Florida State leads North Alabama right now. It is Kansas, number 25 in the country, over K-State, 20-16. That game is at the half. Bill Schmidt will join me when we come back as we look back at the first half here at Camp Randall. Our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
If you want the perfect holiday shopping shortcut, I've got three words. Get to Kohl's. I just went and found great gifts for even greater deals, like toys for up to 25% off. And with my 20% coupon, I got fleece for my family under 20 bucks and a cookware set for under 75. Plus, I got $10 off home finds as a Kohl's Rewards member. So if you want the season's best for less, you know where to go. Select styles. Toys, coupons do not apply. Kohl's Rewards offer and 20% offer end November 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at AStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to A Street Auto.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows, like Friends, for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
We continue with the American Family Insurance Halftime Report. Bill Schmidt joins me. You'll hear him on the post-game show alongside of Tim Scott. It's going to be a really interesting final 30 minutes. At least I believe it's going to be. Didn't look that way early. A couple of long touchdown drives, scoring plays of 55, 56 yards on the first two possessions. And Nebraska had this game in tow, but it's changed.
Yeah, and Mike, it's one thing to be able to challenge yourself in the middle of the week, challenge yourself after a loss like we've seen the last couple of weeks. This team had to face adversity after the first two drives, challenged themselves on this sideline, and have responded quite well, setting ourselves up for what could be a really fun 30 minutes here to close out the home schedule.
Chubba Purdy can play a little bit. His big brother's having some fun in the NFL, and little brother's doing pretty good. His first half, 10 to 12 for 144 in the air and 9 carries for 68 on the ground, but that belies the two sacks that go in negative yardage. He's been impressive.
Yeah, in big plays seemingly whenever they've needed it. The one to set up a field goal attempt, and then the next play, be patient. Things are breaking down around you. Quick right up the middle on a designed run. He has taken advantage of every little space that he's had out here today.
Wisconsin gets a couple of big plays, not huge yardage plays, but I love the reverse to Pauling because the play was blown up, and Pauling's ability to stay in the moment, make somebody miss, and then the presence of mind, he picked up 11 on the play when it should have been minus 11. Big moment.
Oh, huge moment. And that was on the, I think Tausch called it, the youth drive.
Yes.
You look at a lot of guys that
Quincy Burroughs,
And Tucker Ashcraft in there as well, guys that maybe haven't been getting regular burn. Pauling has been one of the reasons why this offense has been able to move the ball at all throughout 2023. And that was just a play where you see his effectiveness and why his ability to be elusive is really going to be dangerous. See if they go back to it in the second half.
Yeah, Billy, and that's what I was going to talk to you about. Wisconsin begins the ball with the ball in the third quarter. What would you like to see, and what do you think they might be able to do coming out of the tunnel?
I know that this isn't always popular with the crowd, but I want to see them put the ball in Tanner Mordecai's hands and let him try to move the ball down the field. You saw it, that tempo that they want to play with, that we've been talking about trying to play with all year long. When you get that first down through the air, you can be on the ball a lot quicker than necessarily on the ground. And Braylon's giving you everything he's got. But you're going to have to, I think, win this game by scoring with Nebraska, and you're probably going to have to do that through the air.
Final 30 seconds. Badgers have been a pretty good third quarter team. At times, they haven't played well in the fourth quarter. Last week, they didn't do either. And hoping to see that coming out of the tunnel.
No doubt. You got to keep this momentum because the juice was quickly going to be everywhere other than Camp Randall. Came right back here for the last, 25 minutes of real time. Let's see if they hold it running back out.
You'll hear Bill Schmidt postgame alongside of Tim Scott from Union South in the dark, probably, because, I mean, I don't know how many, right?
Yeah, probably.
You guys
got to
close, turn off the lights when you leave.
They're going to give us a spare key to
there
make sure
go.
We lock up.
Very good. Listen to that postgame. Coming up next, our American Family Insurance Halftime Report. A look at the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group. I'm Mike Heller. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
14-10 Nebraska at the half. First half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group, building Wisconsin together. .com. 270 yards of offense for the Huskers, 133 for the Badgers, but Wisconsin scored the last 10 points of the first half. Tanner Mordecai, 10 of 15 through the air for 88 yards. And as we thought, rushing yards would be very hard to come by. Just 45 rushing yards for the Badgers. Jackson Aker with 18. That leads the way. Chubba Purdy is 10 of 12 passing for 144 yards and a touchdown. He's rushed for 68 yards, 55 coming on the touchdown early in this game. Billy Kemp, 5 catches for 29 yards. Will Pauling, 3 catches for 20, leading the way for Wisconsin. The Badgers, after being down 14 early, are right back in it. They have pulled to within 4. They'll get the second half kickoff in a few minutes ago. Patrick Herb caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
Okay, coach, probably not the start you wanted, but that fourth down stop by the defense seemed to turn things for you.
Yeah, we can't give up big plays. Bad. I mean, we had guys free up the on the first touchdown, free to the quarterback, and we miss him, and he takes it to distance, and then three deep on a vertical, and we don't stop. But then we come back, we made it a game, and this is what we need.
Is that the complimentary football? Get the fourth down stop, then the offense goes down and scores, and is productive on it.
That's the complimentary football we're talking about. We just got to do a better job of it.
All right, coach.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Nebraska got down the field, missed a field goal try at the end of the first half. Luke Fickell used a defensive timeout late in the first half. Nebraska was getting some easy pitch and catch chunk plays, so maybe trying to get organized there. Nebraska kind of rolled the dice with 8 seconds left. A play that took a while, took 7 seconds, so they were able to save that last second for a field goal try, but it was wide right. So they had a lot going on there in those last couple of minutes, but the Badgers down 4. We'll get the second half kickoff.
Yeah, and I think obviously that fourth down play turned the game, because Wisconsin was at that point, I think if Nebraska goes in and gets to 21, I think this thing is ugly. So you give the guys a lot of credit. That play then spurred on a really nice drive by Wisconsin, and then they've gotten some momentum back. So now you come into this game and you think 20 would win it. That's kind of what I thought, but what we see is no turnovers by either side. That is against what Nebraska is. So you kind of, if you're Wisconsin, you hang around, you get the opening half kick here, and you just keep playing because you hope things will come.
Patrick, what do you have on Hunter Wohler?
Unfortunately, Wisconsin's going to be without their one of their best players, their leaders in the secondary, and Hunter Wohler. He's out with what they're calling an upper body injury. Next man up.
All right.
Oh.
He's just the messenger.
I know. I understand. Yeah. I love the way he plays, and we all love how he approaches things, and I know the coaches love it. He's just kind of the heart and soul of what this group is. So you got to have some guys step up both on the field and also from a leadership standpoint, because I haven't seen any meaningful snaps this year without Hunter Wohler on the field.
He was kind of leading the sprints of players off the field after that Nebraska missed field goal from Tristan Alvano. So I had a little glimmer of hope, and Patrick just told us.
Way to go, Patrick.
Yeah. Alvano to kick off. Badgers go north to south, left to right, second half underway. Kick taken by Vinny Anthony at the 10, cutting right 15. Anthony to the 20, to the 25-yard line, and brought down at the 26 of Wisconsin. And the second half is underway, and on kick coverage was Makai Bayer, linebacker working kick cover for Nebraska.
Yeah, and I think we, coming into this game, Nebraska has been raving. You see it in their little notebook that they hand out about how much improvement they've done stopping the run. Well, they did a pretty good job, 11 for 45 in that first half that they've led. But what we've seen, Mordecai with his legs definitely was a big part of this offensive resurgence, if we want to call what we saw in the second quarter.
Three receivers left, one on the right, pistol formation. Jackson Aker behind the quarterback, and a wide snap. Nice grab. Mordecai hands off to Aker, but he is wrapped up, and he'll be stopped at the line of scrimmage. Marcus Buford Actually, a yard behind the line of scrimmage. The mark at the 25-yard line. That snap was wide to the right of Mordecai. It was a good snag by Tanner.
With the thumb. I mean, Tanner Mordecai is he's tough. He let Tanner Bortolini know the snap is on. It's easy. It's, you know, Tanner's taking a hard step, right? He's got to go reach his guy. He's blocking, but he pulled that snap. We've seen, unfortunately, too much of that this season.
Three receivers left, one on the right, second at 11 for the Badgers at their own 25-yard line. Mordecai gets a good snap here. Four-man Nebraska rush. Tanner looks, throws deep to the left. It is incomplete. Airtight coverage on Will Pauling. That was Omar Brown out of the secondary. Senior out of Minneapolis, that's terrific defensive work, and it's third and 11 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, great protection, and a little bit, it's really good coverage. That's where I think Will Pauling, arm to hand-to-hand combat, that's where you maybe try to sell it, but good coverage, one-on-one coverage. We'll take shots like that with our best receiver.
All right, four receivers, two either side, third down and 11. Badgers were 2 out of 5 converting on third down of the first half. Snap to Mordecai. Five-man rush. Tanner looking under pressure. Gets away from one. Flush to his right again. Stays alive. Throws to Pauling. He'll catch at the 30-yard line. Boy, that was a good escape from Tanner Mordecai to avoid the sack. And the Badgers will be punting, but at least they got it out on the mark of the 29 of Wisconsin. And Atticus Bertrams is in there for the Badgers.
Yeah, good job, as you said, Matt, of just kind of avoiding some of the rush, able to get out of the pocket and make it. But the snap and the off got out of sync on that first down play, and Wisconsin was unable to overcome it.
Jamari Butler almost got to the QB. Bertrams with the punt, end over end, and it'll be Ethan Nation catching, cutting right across the 30, 35-yard line, and he gets hammered down there at the 37 of Nebraska. 39-yard punt, 6 on the return. First and 10 for the Huskers. 13:22 left third quarter. 14-10 Nebraska.
Yeah, we see Hunter Waller out here, no pads. He's got the stocking hat on, so he's still making sure he's trying to be as much of a part of it, trying to get his defense rallied up. That it would have been nice to get some first downs to get started, but now you lean it back onto your defense to make a stop.
Austin Brown, Preston Zachman are the safeties for Wisconsin. Pistol formation for the Huskers as Purdy will fake the handoff, rolls off to his right, and he is chased out of bounds at about the 40-yard line of the far side. They'll mark at the 39. So a gain of 2 for Chubba Purdy, and it's second down and 8 for Nebraska.
Yeah, they're putting Wisconsin in a position where they're just running the option, and luckily they ran to the short field there. CJ Getz does a really good job of pursuing, getting down, getting him down here, getting it down to a second and 8.
Malachi Coleman, Alex Bullock, Billy Kemp trips to the left. Anthony Grant, the running back. Second and 8, Huskers, their own 39-yard line. Purdy calls for the ball, gets a clean snap. One pump, looking left, winds it up, throws it to the left. It is overthrown, incomplete, intended for Alex Bullock. Good coverage from Preston Zachman. That is third and 8 for the Huskers. They were 4 out of 6 converting on third down in the first half.
Yeah, just a little pump fake. They tried to kind of set up that fake screen and then get vertical. And Wisconsin did a really good job keeping their eyes back. Zachman did a nice job of keeping his eyes up where the football is. That's a good sign from Wisconsin's standpoint. That ball should not have been thrown. He threw it up there. You continue to give yourself opportunities. Turnovers will happen. That's what Nebraska's done all season.
Three receivers to the left. One of them, Jalen Lloyd, motions to the right. Emmett Johnson is the running back. Third and 8, Nebraska from its own 39-yard line. Blake Lockett, 2 at 1, and... well, they got a timeout, or if it'll be a delay. It'll be a delay, as Matt Rhule not going to burn a timeout this early in the second half. They'll take the 5-yard penalty, and it's third down and 13 for the Huskers at their 34-yard line.
Yeah, and that's the difference. First half, I think you look at it a lot different. In the second half, now that the game is kind of settled in, you don't want to use a timeout to go third and 8. You're now third and 13, hoping if you're in Nebraska that you can make a big play, which Wisconsin has given up. What are we, third down? 4 of 6 so far on third down.
Two receivers left, one on the right as Purdy surveys the Wisconsin defense. Takes the snap. Purdy back to throw. Deep drop, lots of time. Shoots it over the middle. It's incomplete. Intended for Jalen Lloyd. Ricardo Hallman on the coverage of the 45 of Wisconsin. And the Badgers get a stop early in the second half.
Yeah, not a ton of pressure there. Nebraska's O-line does a good job. Rico ran that route right with him. Kept his hands off, no penalty, right there in front. Nice job by Wisconsin answering Nebraska's stop with another stop.
Brian Buscini on to punts. Vinny Anthony deep near the 20-yard line of Wisconsin. Line of scrimmage, the 34 of Nebraska. Snap is clean. Badgers get a little push, and the kick is in the air. This one turns over. Anthony camps under. He makes the catch at the 17-yard line. Left side across the 20-yard line, and he is whipped to the turf across the 20. They'll mark it the 21. That was John Bullock, a linebacker down there on punt coverage. A 49-yard punt, 6 on the return as we have a timeout. On Wisconsin, the fight's on that boasts the winningness of the Badgers, just like the claim. The Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Check one out at your Ford dealer. And at U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community will invest in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 12-18 left of the third quarter, Nebraska 14, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Menards 11% sale ends Thanksgiving Day. Max has more than 1,000 shower doors, bathtubs, and showers to add style and luxury to your home. Save big money on beautiful Max bathroom solutions that will transform the look of any home. It's your last chance to get 11% off your bathroom update at Menards. Stores closed Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail and rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 12-18 left in the third quarter. 14-10, Nebraska leads Wisconsin as the Badgers take over at their 21-yard line.
Yeah, Braylon Allen back out there at tailback. Let's see if we can get a little bit of running game going.
He had 3 carries for 6 yards in the first half. Will Pauling slot to the right. On first down, Mordecai, another wide snap. He gathers hands to Braylon Allen up the middle, up the left hash marks, gets a couple of yards. Luke Reimer, the linebacker there, to greet him. Second down and 8.
Yeah, again, it off to Mordecai's right side. And what I'm noticing is when Bortolini has to take a hard step to his right, he's tugging, kind of pulling his snap, and that's obviously messing up a little bit of the timing of trying to hand the football off or play fakes, whatever Wisconsin's trying to do.
Allen outs. Jackson Aker is in. Pistol formation on second down. Mordecai takes a snap under heavy pressure. Got away from the linebacker right. Tanner's going to run it. 25-30. 35, and he'll slide down. Little pop-up slide from Tanner Mordecai. They'll mark at the 36 of Wisconsin, first and 10.
Yeah, we saw that earlier. A wide-open rusher that Wisconsin couldn't get down. That time, Tanner avoided.
And on first down, quick snap, handoff. Jackson Aker fights his way across the 40-yard line. Aker pushing bodies forward. They'll mark at the 41 and a gain of 5.
Yeah, the prior play, wide open blitzer. Tanner kind of spun out of it, picked it up. Now a little tempo. Nice 5-6 yard pickup by Jackson.
Pauling slot to the right on second and 5. Badgers at their 41-yard line. Mordecai gets the snap. He'll hand it to Aker again, blasting up the middle, and he gets popped by Wright at the 45-yard line. Gain of 4, and the Badgers have a 3rd and 1. 10:50 left in the third quarter. 14-10, Nebraska. And now Braylon Allen will check back in.
Ashcraft, a really nice job of sealing his guy off. You saw the left side of Wisconsin's O-line. Nelson kind of washed their guys down, but kind of broke right inside of Ashcraft's block. Nice job by the young tight end.
3rd and 1, Wisconsin at its own 45-yard line. Chimre Dike, single wide receiver to the left. Mordecai takes, he'll hand it to Braylon, and he'll get the first down. Needed one, got two. Isaac Gifford makes the play. Well, a couple of years ago, a much healthier Braylon Allen lit up Nebraska for 228 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. Even last year, he was banged up and then got hurt more in that game. Matter of fact, had to miss the Minnesota game, but he still had 92 yards last year against the Huskers. And nowhere close to 100%, but Braylon is in there doing all he can. First down, Wisconsin at its own 47-yard line. Mordecai will give it to Allen again. Up the left hash marks across midfield. He falls forward at the 48-yard line of Nebraska. Gain of 5. Jamari Butler on the stop.
Nowakowski did a great job leading up in there to get a little spot, and then Braylon blew him down to the ground.
Ball at the 48 of the Huskers. 9:30 left in the third quarter. Badgers on the move, down 4. 3 receivers right, 1 on the left. Mordecai, 1 pump, and now he'll throw over the middle. Caught by Pauling at the 40, 35. Left side, Will Pauling. Dragged down by Buford at the 31 of Nebraska. First down, Wisconsin, as the Badgers move it deeper into Nebraska territory.
Nebraska brought pressure, and Riley Maul, I've never seen this. He ended up pass protecting on his knees, and he continued to move his knees to wash that guy down to allow that throw to go.
On 1st and 10, Mordecai fakes the handoff to Braylon. Looks, throws to the right. Catching it on his knees is Will Pauling at the 22-yard line on a gain of 9. 2nd down and 1.
I love this tempo. It's tough for me to get a word in, but really nice job of getting Nebraska on its heels.
Pauling slot to the left. Vinny Anthony is wide to the right. 2nd and 1, Wisconsin at the Nebraska 22-yard line. As Mordecai checks out the Huskers' defense, looks over to the Wisconsin sideline. Plenty of time on the play clock. Braylon Allen will shift to the left of the quarterback. Mordecai takes the snap. He'll hand it to Allen up the middle inside the 20, and he shoots his way down to about the 16-yard line. Jamari Butler is there defensively as the Badgers are back into the red zone. Brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers.
Yeah, doing a lot of motioning with their tight end and kind of pulling. Nowakowski does a good job of just getting enough on. Nebraska likes bringing 3 safeties into a game. Tight ends are matching up nicely with that.
Jackson Aker in at running back from the 16-yard line. 1st and 10, play fake. Mordecai throwing deep. Left side end zone. Will Pauling. It is incomplete. Flag down.
Yep.
Malcolm Hartsog on the coverage, and he is guilty of pass interference.
Yeah, that was just a flat-out form tackle. Saw that all the way. Good read. And Will Pauling has just been a dog. He is bringing everything he's got. This is a LaForm tackle, not allowing him to even lift either of his arms up to catch that football.
7:52 left in the third quarter. 14-10, Nebraska. 1st and goal, Wisconsin at the 2. Huskers get organized defensively. Likewise, the Badgers on the offensive side. Quincy Burroughs, Skyler Bell to the left. Braylon Allen is the running back. Nowakowski wing right. You got Rucci on the right side of the formation as well. On 1st and goal, Mordecai gets the snap, hands it to Braylon, into the end zone, touchdown, Wisconsin. And the Badgers take the lead in the third quarter.
Just ran right off of Riley Mallman, and Braylon had to beat one guy, and it was a physical hit right at the goal line, but Braylon found his way into the end zone. Another double tights. You had Rucci blocked down, you had Nowakowski blocked down. We get washed both guys. There's one guy there, and Braylon Allen won that battle at the goal line.
And the Badgers have the lead for the first time tonight. Nathaniel Vakos on for the PAT. And the kick is in the air, and the kick is good. Let's check out the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 10 plays, 79 yards, took 4 minutes and 31 seconds. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 7:47 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 17, Nebraska 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabitCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Time to celebrate the season with gifts, deals, and holiday feels. From active finds and cozy looks to toys topping their list, we've got presents for everybody and every budget. Shop Kohl's at Kohl's.com today. Braylon Allen's touchdown gives the Badgers a 3-point lead with midway through the third quarter as we check in with Patrick Herb.
Guys, we can't understate the value that Braylon has, not just from a football skill standpoint, but he brings a lift to this bench. He's not a big outspoken rah-rah leader, but they know he's one of their workhorses. They know that they're better when he's out there. And there's just this little swagger, this lift that he gives them. And when he came to the bench, there was a little different gleam there. Now, part of that might be because Wisconsin has a second half lead for the first time since that game at Illinois. Here's something we need to watch now, that complimentary football. Can the defense answer and keep this momentum? Wisconsin has not taken an offensive snap with the lead since that Rutgers game on October 7th.
Let's see if they can snap that long slide here. First things first, get the stop, as Patrick mentioned. Here's Gavin Lahm on the approach, and the kick is in the air. Return chance for Ethan Nation. Catches right side at the 3. He is to the 10, 15 to the 20. Ethan Nation fights his way across the 25 and up to about the 27 or 28-yard line. Kamoi Latu down there on kick coverage for Wisconsin. And Quincy Burroughs limping off on that kick cover team, favoring his right leg. We've seen Quincy in the receiver rotation here tonight, and we've seen him in there the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know we need to get a stop here, and but what I really loved about that last drive, the tempo. Wisconsin did a great job, big play, getting back up on the line, and the tight end blocking, I thought, was critical on that touchdown drive.
From the 27-yard line of Nebraska, first and 10, pistol alignment, Anthony Grant behind the quarterback, Chuba Purdy. And penalty markers fly, a little movement up front for the Huskers, and this will cost them 5 yards.
Yeah. Offense, number 65, 5-yard penalty. Ooh. First down.
I get a little chills every time I hear false start 65. But that Luke Fickell saw that, called it out, and made sure, because a lot of times you'll see maybe a little bit of flinching. The defensive line will point that out. Luke Fickell all over that right by the ref, getting him here a first and 15.
From the Nebraska 22-yard line, Purdy will hand off to Grant, wrapped up by Jordan Turner at the line of scrimmage. Well, Turner just not having it there. And it's second down and long for the Huskers. Good play by the redshirt junior out of Farmington, Michigan, Jordan Turner.
Yeah, nice job by Turner of reading it, not allowing himself to get blocked by their fullback tight end, kind of slipping inside of it, and then Darrell Peterson there to help as well.
7:12 left in the third quarter, 17-14 Wisconsin. Three receivers left, one on the right. Huskers behind for the first time tonight. Purdy gets the snap. Four-man rush. Purdy under pressure, trying to get clear of Forcurine. Looks, throws, and it is almost intercepted, but out of bounds was Preston Zachman. He caught it, but he was out of bounds beyond the 30-yard line of the far side.
He's saying he caught that, so we'll see. I mean, receivers and DBs always think they get everything caught, but very risky throw.
There's also a penalty marker down at the 20-yard line of Nebraska.
I think he maybe got a foot down too, Matt.
Okay, well, we got a few things going on here. As we'll get the call on the penalty.
It's just, I don't know if that other leg hit too early.
Oh, I think he's got that.
I do too.
Right on the field is an incomplete pass. An eligible receiver downfield, offense number 63. That penalty's declined. It's third down.
Boy, you got to review that.
Oh, it's getting reviewed.
Oh. Boy, what work by Preston Zachman as he got that toe tap. He might have got both feet in bounds for crying out loud.
Let's see. I got to make sure he secures it.
Yeah, that's the question.
Bobble.
Yep.
Now, does that other foot stay?
See if he secures it through the process of the catch. That's what you got to try to determine here. As the feet were down, the pass was intended for Malachi Coleman, but was he kind of catching it off the face mask there?
So the problem, he has his right foot, but I think his left foot or knee was out of bounds as he was juggling.
Yeah, I mean,
that's if it gets overturned, that's what's going to happen.
Razor's edge, we're kind of pinning it against his face mask, and then the
incomplete pass is confirmed. Yeah. It's third down.
Boy, that just that close. Yeah, an instant of a bobble there.
Well, it was first off, that's what we're talking about. Nebraska does this. So you hang in. Purdy, I don't know what he was thinking, but Zachman did a great job of not just allowing him to make the throw, undercutting the route, and almost making a whale of a play.
Well, that was a heck of an effort. Third and 15 for the Huskers at their 22-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Purdy takes the snap. Badgers bring in three. Here's Peterson trying to get heat on the quarterback. Pass caught by Fedoni. Leaps over.
Second half.
Brian Boschini is on the punt, and the kick is away. And coming up on it, Vinny Anthony catches on the run at the 35, cutting left to the 40. Vinny has some space, trying to turn the corner. 45-50, outside the numbers, 45, and the punter drives him out of bounds near the 40-yard line of Nebraska. Vinny Anthony hitting another gear as he hit the left edge. 19 on the return after a 37-yard punt. And the Badgers are about to take an offensive snap with the lead for the first time since the Rutgers game. We've got a timeout here at Camp Randall. UW Athletics are proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. 5:55 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 17, Nebraska 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense
Sparks puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until
left in the third quarter, 17-14 Wisconsin. Badgers will start at the Huskers 40. Momentum clearly on Wisconsin's side as we check in again with Patrick Herb.
I want to give yet another example of what we keep talking about, complementary football. Another example of that is the offense and the defense mixing each other here on the bench. So Jordan Turner, linebacker, after Wisconsin scored on the Braylon Allen touchdown run, he runs through over to the offensive line and starts smashing them all on the shoulder pads, congratulating them for a great drive. After that, defense just got the stop. Jackson Aker returning the favor, chest bumping, firing up the defense. Football's supposed to be fun, and it seems like that maybe is returning to this Wisconsin bench.
And Braylon Allen returns to the backfield, lines up to the right of Tanner Mordecai. Riley Nowakowski motions to the right, lines up next to Hayden Rucci as Mordecai takes handoff Braylon Allen, and working off the left side of the line, he just moved the stack about 4 yards. Didn't bother trying to bounce it. He just went ahead and pushed forward for four. Second down and six of the Nebraska 36.
Yeah, just followed behind Rucci, tight end, Nowakowski, tight end, and little jump lateral cut and then put his pads down, picked up four.
Nowakowski wing left, Rucci wing right, pistol formation. Allen behind Mordecai, who takes the snap. He'll hand it to Braylon again off the right side inside the 35-yard line and taken down at about the 33 or 32. Phelan Sanford is safety on the tackle, and they'll mark at the 33 of the Huskers. Third and three for Wisconsin. 5:08 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin up by three.
Yeah, you sense Braylon is starting to get lathered up a little bit. It's tough. You're a little dinged up, and you get that emotion, you get that adrenaline rolling. You're starting to see him put his pads down, running a lot more effectively.
Burroughs, Bell, and Pauling to the left. C.J. Williams to the right. Play clock is at seven as Mordecai gets the snap, hands it to Allen off the right side. Nothing doing. Taken down at the line of scrimmage. Elijah Judy getting in there on the defensive line, and it's now fourth down and three at the Huskers 33.
And typically you see a play call like that on a third and four. You're going to go for it.
Yep.
You tell Phil Longo, hey, you got two plays here. Dial it up.
So they will go for it for the first time tonight on fourth down. Allen stays in there at running back. Three receivers tight left. C.J. Williams wide to the right. Snap to Mordecai. Pressure coming. Tanner looking. Sets, throws over the middle, and it's incomplete, intended for Hayden Rucci. Oh, boy. Missed opportunity there for Wisconsin as the Huskers get the stop. And they'll take over at their 33-yard line, and we have a break in the action. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Your win is waiting. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. 4:01 left in the third, Wisconsin 17, Nebraska 14. And we're back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is
is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
4:01 remaining in the third quarter. Remains 17-14 Wisconsin. Badgers missing on a fourth and three. Always easy from the press box or your couch at home, but Quincy Burroughs was running free. Tanner moved out of the pocket to his right. Probably tough for him to see through the traffic. But a missed opportunity, to be sure, for Wisconsin.
Yeah, everything is a heck of a lot easier. You feel a lot better. But, yeah, Tanner, I think if he looks back at this, he would say he needed to stay in that pocket for an extra second. He would have maybe seen Burroughs, but missed opportunity for Wisconsin.
Huskers start at the 33-yard line as Chuba Purdy will go under center, I formation. Emmett Johnson, the tailback, option to the right, and they want to bend it to the left, and Jalen Lloyd is thrown down by C.J. Getz. Inside the 30, though, mark at the 28 of Nebraska on a loss of five.
Yeah, they're running an option to the right, and C.J. Getz, instead of staying back, you know, you have Katana on the other side, he closed the gap, and you want to take away time and space. Getz did that beautifully, and a little flip, the option, flip the bat on the other side on a reverse. Getz is there, brings him down for a big loss.
Second and 15, Nebraska at its own 28-yard line. Two receivers right, one on the left. Purdy takes the snap, quick shot right side, caught by Kemp, and he gets drilled by Ricardo Hallman at the 26-yard line. Rico bringing it. And it's third and long for the Huskers.
And you want to see the difference in what we saw in the first quarter to what we're seeing now. That is passion. And that's saying, I'm not going to let this guy block me. I'm going to get behind him. I'm going to go, and then I'm going to bring the wood and get him down on the ground. The effort and the energy, so much better. Big time play there by Rico.
Third and 17 for the Huskers at their 26-yard line. Emmett Johnson motions into the backfield. Play clock is at three, at two, and the snap to Purdy. Badgers rushing four. Purdy winds it up, throws right seam, and it is caught by Billy Kemp. Very close, a yard shy of the first down. They'll mark at the 42. It's fourth and one. Boy, good catch by Kemp.
Wow.
Grabbed it. Inches off the turf, fourth and one Huskers at their own 42-yard line. They'll go for it, snap to Purdy, hand off Emmett Johnson, he'll get the first down. Darrell Peterson jumps on his back, hit low by Preston Zachman. First and 10, Nebraska at its own 47-yard line. A minute 55 left third quarter, 17-14 Wisconsin.
And you want to look back at things. We saw the game kind of turn in the second quarter, fourth and one. Third and 17, and you gave up 16 on a really great catch, digging it off the turf, but then converting on fourth down. Big momentum swing.
Three receivers come out to the left. Anthony Grant in the backfield to the left of Chuba Purdy. Thomas Fedoni motions to the formation. On first and 10, Purdy takes. He'll give it to Anthony Grant, and a collision between him and Jordan Turner. Grant advances to midfield. He gains three. Second and seven for the Huskers, a minute 15 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons the defense is playing a lot better, but I really look at those inside linebackers and what they've done really from about the middle of the first quarter, end of the first quarter to now. they're playing a lot more aggressively. They're coming downhill, and they're meeting Nebraska on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
Jalen Lloyd, Billy Kemp, Thomas Fedoni out to the right. Second and seven for the Huskers at midfield. Kemp motions into the backfield. Play fake Purdy. One punt. Throws right side. Caught by Kemp. Driven back by Jason Maitre. At the line of scrimmage at best. Maybe a bit of a loss. It's third and long again for the Huskers. They'll mark right at the 50. So no gain. Third down and seven.
Again, we saw it with Rico a couple plays before. You just read. You trust what you're doing. And you don't allow the wideouts to block you. You get on their edge, you get vertical, you make a play, and you get their wideout down on the ground.
Three receivers left, one on the right. Down to 10 seconds left in the third quarter, 17-14 Wisconsin. You don't have to run a play here, and it looks like the Huskers will wind it down, and they'll take third and seven into the fourth quarter. Now the Badgers have rallied from 14 down. They now protect a three-point lead with 15 minutes remaining in Madison. Just as touchdown tastes great teamwork, a successful farm tastes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/badgers. At the end of three, Wisconsin 17, Nebraska 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio. 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR. And on the Civic Media app. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
The deep three.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 25 tonight under clear skies, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 49. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, 31. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wisconsin leads Nebraska. The Huskers have a third and seven from the 50. Nebraska moving left to right as we view it, north to south here at Camp Randall. Nebraska tonight, 4 out of 8, converting on third down. Emmett Johnson in at running back. Billy Kemp slot to the left. Alex Bullock out to the right. Chubba Purdy, the quarterback, takes the snap. Back to throw. A little movement up front. Yep. Penalty markers fly.
Start. Offense, number 65. Five-yard penalty, third down.
And it's Teddy Prohaska, the left tackle. So it's now third and 12 for the Huskers at their 45.
Yeah, you get the jump round. You get everybody into it. You get that noise, and it gets you another 5 yards, making it that much more difficult for Nebraska to convert. Hopefully.
Malachi Coleman comes out to the left. Jalen Lloyd, Billy Kemp as well. Trips to the left. Emmett Johnson, the running back. Third and 12, Nebraska for the Huskers, 45-yard line. Snap to Purdy. Badgers bringing four. Purdy under pressure, flushed right. Now he is running across the 45, and he is checked to the turf by Rodas Johnson, shy of the 50. And on fourth and long, the Huskers will punt. They're at their 49-yard line, fourth and eight.
Allegro again. That we saw early in the game, it looked like Wisconsin didn't have a good idea of what Chubba was going to do speed-wise. There you saw Allegro chase him down. There was a lot of turf open. Nice job by old 2-8.
Brian Buscini is on to punt. Getting Anthony deep at the Wisconsin 10-yard line. Line of scrimmage, the Huskers 49. Snap to Buscini, and the kick is away. It's hanging up high. Fair catch signal by Anthony. He'll cradle it at the 15-yard line of Wisconsin. 41 seconds gone by in the fourth quarter, 17-14, Wisconsin. That was a 36-yard punt from Buscini. And let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Tanner Mordecai and the Wisconsin offense starting at the Badgers 15-yard line. Braylon Allen in at running back. Slot left, slot right. As Pauling slot left will loop in motion to the right. As faking the handoff, keeping it is Mordecai. Reddit pulled it, worked around the right side, got a couple up to the 17, second down and eight.
But Nebraska did a good job of reading that there. They kind of brought their defensive end, so you make the read. He was going to tackle Braylon, but they had another support player out there. Tanner did his best he could, grabbed 2 yards.
Denny Anthony wide right, Riley Nowakowski slot to the right. Will Pauling slot left, Chimre DK wide left. And now Pauling again goes in motion to the right. Snap to Mordecai, fires over the middle, and it is incomplete. Intended for Riley Nowakowski. Not able to hang on. Malcolm Hartsog on the coverage. Third and eight for the Badgers from their own 17-yard line.
Yeah, that one we need to see. Actually, fortunate. I don't know if that hit the ground right in the old mitts yet.
Yep.
Got to squeeze that one in. Now you're sitting up a third and eight. A good read there by Tanner. Delivered it well. Just couldn't quite squeeze it.
Badgers 3 out of 8 converting on third down tonight. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Mordecai to throw, looking, as time over the middle. Pass caught by Will Pauling. Checked to the turf by Buford. First down, Wisconsin, on the 7th catch of the game for Will Pauling.
Wow, what a tough, tough throw by Mordecai. There is pressure in his face. He stayed in there and delivered it, and Pauling has just been, what tough emotion. You can just see he is, man, what a big-time play and catch. And I love the flex after that big catch.
7 catches for 50 yards tonight for Will Pauling. First and 10 for the Badgers, their own 29-yard line. Pauling, slot left, motions to the right. Mordecai gets the snap. He'll give it to Braylon Allen across the 30-yard line, and he is driven down at the 31. Javon Wright's over there defensively. 12:50 remaining, 17-14, Wisconsin.
That you're seeing Wisconsin really loving what they're doing. Tight ends, they're pulling their tight ends, and they're kind of kicking out. They're doing some different things than what we've seen. And that time, you could feel it up here. Not a lot of room there, but Braylon was able to fall forward for 3.
From the 32 of Wisconsin, second down and 7. Skylar Bell, slot to the right. Jim Ray DK wide to the left. Allen still in there at running back. Mordecai looks the throw, and he'll toss it to Tucker Ashcraft, who gets chopped down across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Tommy Hill, the cornerback, is there. Third and three for Wisconsin.
He looks really natural just being out on routes, and right now he's just secure the catch, try to pick up some yards, but catch it clean and turned up, grabbed a yard or two, setting up a third and three.
12 minutes to play, 3-point lead Wisconsin. Three receivers right, Chimre DK out to the left. Ball at the 36 of Wisconsin is Skylar Bell in motion right to left. Mordecai gets the snap, looking left, now pulls it down, trying to run for it, and weaving across the 35, across the 40, and a first down for Tanner Mordecai with an emphatic first down signal from the sixth-year senior quarterback.
Wow, that was a design draw. Again, Braylon Allen kind of leading out there, and Malman mashes his guy, and that was just, he did not have it. He eluded and went, pushed himself vertical. Tough.